My name is Michael Bailey, and you're listening to the EDP Formula One podcast.
Hello, everyone out there. This is the EDP F1 podcast, part two, if you like, as we look ahead to the Indian Grand Prix. We'll probably regress back to the Korean Grand Prix as well. You know, there's probably bits we haven't covered. And I am, once again, alongside me, I have Perry Hamilton, Kyle Cumbers, David Tillier of Gridwalk.tv. Gentlemen, good evening.
Good evening.
Namaste.
I bought the .co.uk, by the way, so you can. It's not just .tv now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. Even though I probably should officially announce its demise.
Really?
I'll announce it live to all the EDP followers that it will be no more.
No more Gridwalk.tv. No.
Can I just ask, as someone who doesn't know a lot about the internet, why have you bought the .co.uk if it's all going to...
Actually, I bought .co.uk about 6 months ago, but...
Come on, David, come on, this move.
Every week you keep saying .tv, and I'm like, actually, I've got .co.uk, and it's a better web address.
But yep.
No, I love F1, and my love of F1 is dwindling the more I write about it.
Oh, no.
So, to be a better fan, I am going to write less about it.
Never let your hobbies become your obligations, good man.
Exactly, so... So it means that I'll have more enthusiasm for the EDP podcast.
Boom! Well, that's what we're hoping for, David. I at the moment, I can't see how that's possible.
I will be launching another website, but that will be that will come later.
Oh, what's this? So,
what will David do next?
Exactly. There's a countdown timer and everything.
Which is the first thing we should speak about, isn't it? At the moment, as we record, Kimi Raikkonen is hours away from announcing what he will do next. Obviously, that means we can't comment on what he will do next.
He'll probably have a chalk eyes.
He's going to have a chalk eyes. I think he's going to bring out a clothing range.
I think he's going to smile.
Right. Is he doing that on the website?
No.
Well, there you go.
I've decided he's going to launch a food range. It's going to be Kimi Paikkonen.
Can we cut that out?
I don't think we should. I think we should leave it for the fact that David can't actually finish the joke because he finds it that funny.
This whole part two thing seems to have led to a very random amount of space. Kyle, what's he going to do next? What's Kimi going to...
New Angry Birds game. That's my prediction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'll be on the face.
That's
of that.
Probably right.
Heikki's going to be very upset because I thought Heikki Kovalainen had the rights to Angry Birds looking at his helmet. This could lead to an absolute finish death match.
Well, this is it, because Kimi stuck a badge on his car, didn't he, as part of his sponsorship.
It's cap as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Fight. Maybe they should catapult towards each other. And
Roman knows what it's like to fly through the air in a Formula One car.
He does.
You could get him to do it.
Poor old Roman. All right, then, what should we talk about? We talked about Kimi. The next time we're on here, we will know what he does next. Mm. Lotus are expecting him and Romain Grosjean to be their drivers for next year, though, aren't they?
As far as I'm aware, there's not really been any speculation to say that it will go any other way, and to be honest, it's probably the best lineup that they could hope for at the moment. Maybe, there's a bit of uncertainty surrounding Roman, but I think he's a great driver. They just need to give him time, despite all the things that have been going on. Just stick with him, keep a core team.
I mean, are there one-off yearly events that take place sort of in motorsport that could happen during the off-season? Like, is he going to do some kind of charity rally from one place to the other? Is it that kind of thing that we could be looking at here?
They do the Race of Champions every year, but, I mean, that's...
He hasn't been one of those for a while.
Well, Jenson Button did it before he was a champion.
Before he was a champion?
I'm sure Button was a champion in something, go-karts. Well, I'm sure he was a champion.
I was at the 2008 Race of Champions at Wembley Stadium, and Jenson Button was there. And obviously, that was just prior to him returning to win the World Championship. Because at that time, I think when he was doing the Race of Champions, he didn't have a job.
No, certainly.
So he was jumping on any bandwagon, wasn't he?
Pretty much.
Well, there we go. I wanted to talk about Hingham-backed Caterham and what we think of them for next year in terms of drivers. There's obviously a lot of driver switches going on. Heikki Kovalainen is out of contract at the end of this year. Had been a suggestion that possibly Sauber could be an option for him, which it might be. If Kobayashi leaves, they could possibly, I suppose they could look to Kovalainen, although I haven't seen his name mentioned. It's more of a case of maybe Kobayashi, and did I say Adrian Sutil, who someone mentioned last week, or with the youthful and financially backed Esteban Gutierrez.
Isn't he supposed to be going to Sauber?
Yes, Gutierrez. That's it. Sorry, that was what I was talking about.
Yeah, no, so just double checking, because I thought I'd heard that, but I wasn't 100%.
All about the money. All about the money. Mm. So, do we think Heikki will still be at Caterham next year, shall we say?
I hope so.
Because he's not quite the same driver second half of this season as to maybe the last 18 months. Is that because of the car?
But he is Caterham Formula One team. He can never, ever leave.
Well, don't tell him that.
Petrov can go. He's useless.
Well, this is the other question. Apparently Petrov does still have funding for next year. Whether it's enough to take him through next season is maybe a different point. There have been names mentioned, such as Charles Peak and Bruno Senna for Vitaly's seat at Caterham.
Senna would be a good choice.
Senna would be a very good pickup for them. Comes with not only the name but the sponsorship as well, and he's a fast racing driver. He's just not a particularly good qualifier.
Yeah,
I'll be more from the Charles Peak fans.
Well, this is it. I'm a bit surprised.
I'm trying to be quiet because I think I've oversold Charles Peak, and I'm trying to hold back a little bit.
I think it's the next big thing, though. No, but still, what is it? His first season in the sport, and it's not been bad at all.
No, actually, he's done very, very well. It's just of late, Timo Glock seems to have found his mojo a bit more.
As has the team, because they are now 10th before. They have been 10th in the championship for a couple of races now.
Yeah.
It's going to be very difficult, isn't it, for Caterham to overtake that. They're basically going to rely on carnage in front of them.
Yeah. Did any of you guys see the piece that Sky did on... can I mention them?
Yes. No, it's more of a question. I haven't seen it.
No, they spent some time with the Marussia team, and I get the impression that if I could work in any team that wasn't one of the big, you know... the people that succeed in Formula 1 anyway, I'd want to work for Marussia, because they just seem like they're all a nice bunch of people and they all have a laugh.
They're much happier with the team name change as well, because you know, must have been hard walking around with last year's sponsor on his shirts everywhere, so I'm sure they were.
I'm not honest.
Yeah, it might have been along those lines, but no, I mean, yes, I don't, in all honesty, I always kind of think as, I mean, we all do look at, you know, the new teams, because they are, I still call them the new teams, you know, but it's Caterham, Marussia, HRT. HRT aren't even challenging for my interest at the moment. I don't care whether they run or not. I get the feeling that Pedro De La Rosa is cryogenically frozen every off-season just so they can wheel him out of retirement next year.
I've never seen him in December, January.
That's it, he's probably in the bottom of a freezer somewhere. But it would be really nice to see a little bit more competition. If you can't have the back markers competing with the midfield, at least have them compete with each other. And you know, for most of this season, that hasn't really been the case. It's been very much Caterham, Marussia, HRT. So if you know, if Marussia are continuing a push to actually sort of settle themselves and drive on towards next season, then that's only going to do, you know, good things for the sport.
And drive on ahead of Caterham, a massive winter, I can't help thinking, for Caterham coming up at the end of this season. A little question I wanted to ask you guys. Who deserves a promotion, a better drive? If, say, you've got a seat at Force India or Williams, if Bruno Senna was dumped. I mean, I know there are people being linked with that position. Who deserves a promotion? Who, regardless of whether they've got the backing?
I think we go back to Kovalainen, for me. I think, so the second half of the year he has not done as well. I don't know, maybe he is looking elsewhere, it's sort of distracted him. But I think he's done a, like I said, solid drive. Like I said, he's Caterham Formula 1. So that'd be one. And maybe Hülkenberg. Pedro might disagree. But recently, I think he probably deserved a better drive than Sauber. Maybe the Ferrari drive. But I think that's my prediction. Months ago, which I think I'm right. But maybe them two.
The only one that probably has cars, to be honest. I'd love to see Heikki in a car that he can actually race with. That would be... something like seeing. What do you reckon?
Well, he actually had it. He had the McLaren for the year, and the Renault that he had wasn't exactly that sluggish. It's a good midfield car. So he has. You've got to remember that Heikki's been around for a fair while now, and you know, not take anything away from him, because he's a a very solid driver, and I think he's probably better now than he ever has been. But for me, answering your original question, I would say that the person who deserves the promotion most is the person who has got the promotion, or the only promotion, and that's Perez. He is moving up to a bigger seat, and he has impressed in more ways than one. And there's no one else out there that has consistently impressed like he has, I think, at least of the rookie drivers, of which there are fewer and fewer these days.
You'd have to say from his very first race as well, pretty much straight through.
I'd like to see DiResta up in a top 14. I think that would be great, not only for the sort of for him, but obviously for fans of British motorsport. He's
and the Celts.
Yeah, of course. He's a young, you know, they haven't had someone to cheer since Coulthard. So, you know, he's a young driver. He's a talented driver. He just needs to get a bit more settled. Again, if you're in a team which has got a consistently performing car, I don't see any reason why DiResta can't be a very quick individual.
So the brilliant performance, didn't you, DiResta at the Grand Prix escapes me, but wherever it was, he finished fourth. I can't remember, it was quite recent.
That one.
Yeah, that one. That one. But I have to say probably Hülkenberg has probably overtaken him over the last... in terms of maybe the season's progress. So there we go. Go Nico. There'll be a few interesting ones to watch next year anyway. But before we get into next year, we've still got to look ahead to the rest of this year, starting with India, the Buddha International Circuit, to give it its possible title.
Is it Buddha or is it Bud?
Bud.
I don't know.
Bud. It's got an H in it and an A. I'm sure there's an A in it somewhere.
I thought it was B-U-D-D-H, isn't it?
Maybe you're right. I don't know. I only write it. I can't say it. We've only had one race here, last year's race, and we'll all be pleased to know Sebastian Vettel has a 100% record in this Grand Prix. what's the circuit like? Do we know what its character is? Do we know what we're getting from, or is that sort of thing that takes races?
The only F1 track you can get a chicken tikka masala on the side of the track from? Which is, by far away, as far as I'm concerned, probably the best kind of track.
There is no argument to that.
No, not at all. I don't know a huge amount of character about it. I know that they were very... in terms of the fans and the observers, I think you're probably going to see a lot more full grandstands than we did in Korea, shall we say. There was a lack of spectatorship in Korea. That's not necessarily anything to point fingers and point blame at, but... you're going to see a lot more enthusiasm, I feel, from the locals. They're very going to be, you know, very lauded there. Are we going to see a hometown hero on the podium?
Go Narain. Come on, this is the one. I think he's been in hiding for this one moment.
Yeah, see, I'm not necessarily sure that he's going to actually do anything of worth. But as long as there is a hometown hero to cheer on the track, you should at least get some faithful turn up. So.
Exactly. And I mean, these events are still bedding in even careers, I suppose, to an extent. Well, I should ask for predictions now then, shouldn't I, really, as we look ahead. But let's just have a quick look back, shall we, at last week's. What do we have? Dave, you gave us one prediction, which was Vettel to win. Bang.
It was a good prediction.
It was. I would say it was an easy prediction, but... we didn't all make it, so it couldn't have been, really. It gets a bit convoluted then because of our rather strange, haphazard approach to predictions. Kyle, you said an Alonso win, Vettel pole, and Grosjean podium. Someone who's had such a good run of it, that was sadly lacking. But only this week.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be back when we get into the Indian stuff, I'm sure. Ped, Vettel pole and win.
I'm taking that.
Well, that's half right.
I'm not going to take that as a... he was front row, and effectively...
It doesn't say Vettel front row.
No, but because the front row of the grid in India is actually... you start on the other side of the track. The first turn is a left-hander. But you actually start on the right-hand side of the track. Yeah. So technically, as he proved by getting into the first corner first, second place is as good as pole. And if you're going to have from a couple of weeks ago from Japan, I said Perez, but I'll take a Sauber.
No, I said Sauber first.
So,
It's all got to go into the extensive algorithm, right. And then we'll work it all out. Alonso second, Perez third, and a Caterham point.
Alonso was on the podium.
Yes, not second. If you use the right words this time, then you might get the point.
Totalitarian.
Pretty much. I said the button would finish second. Which obviously ended pretty much on the first corner. Never mind. Then I sort of muddled through one of Sebastian Vettel and Alonso winning, and DNF and Duresta top seven. But to be honest, Kyle is well ahead, and there's a bit of a battle between Ped and David in the table. I don't think the table in front of me is quite up to date, but you two are fighting it out, gents. Mm. So this is really important. What happens in India? Really important. Think long, think hard.
Could it in fact be the most important thing that's happened this week?
Yeah, I'd say.
Depending on what Kimmy said.
Yeah.
Then yes.
If it's a clothing range, then yes. So, Kyle, you are the Oracle still.
Yes. Easy prediction would be Patel win. That's a bit boring.
Will he win four on the trot? I don't even think he managed that very often last year.
No.
Maybe a couple of times. Twice.
Yeah. Oh. I believe there'll be a change. I'll go Patel pole and the Jensen Button win.
Ooh.
And bounce back. And like a third random prediction, I'll go Kartikeyan as the highest HRT.
the highest HRT. He's going to beat his teammate. Is actually what you mean. Oh, brilliant. I love that. That's a great. That is, you know, buoyed by the home crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. Home local field advantage, as you like to call it.
Yeah, home field advantage. Too right. I'm going to say Alonso win. I think he's got it between the teeth. He wants it. He needs to get back in the lead. He needs to prove that he's worth it. I'm going to say Alonso win. I'm going to give him some due now, because I want him to succeed. Although from what I said in our last podcast about Nico Hülkenberg, you probably would be surprised to hear me say it. I'm going to say Hülkenberg top five. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say Hamilton DNF, and he's going to have a massive hissy fit after the race as well. I mean, toys are going to get thrown out of prams. This ex-girlfriend that you've had to take to your mate's wedding, that's all going to have a massive... You're going to have a proper meltdown fight in the middle of the ceremony. It's going to be amazing.
Wonderful. I love it. I didn't take most of those in, but they'll go. Let's love it.
Yeah.
Dave, can you match that? Can you beat it?
No.
Right. There you go.
Optimistic.
Thumbs up from Ben.
Optimistic as ever. No, I'm going to be boring. Vettel for the win. You've got, I reckon, Alonso second, but definitely on the podium, I think. And third, I'm going to go with Massa, just because I think he's got a newfound enthusiasm. And it's not going to be Webber on the podium, because he was on the podium last race, so he's probably not going to be on the podium for another few races. That's generally his form. And I just think McLaren, I don't want to bet on them, because they're just, you know, making mistakes.
Betting on them making a mistake. So, you know, I'll bet on them, but I'll bet on them making a mistake.
Yes.
It's tactics now, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they should, at the end of the season, they should gift Lewis Hamilton with a piece of the AstroTurf from...
Oh, my goodness me, we didn't ever mention AstroTurf,
I don't know how we didn't mention it.
It's half his season, I think, didn't it? Yeah.
Actually, we didn't do highlights, team or driver of the day, did we? Either.
Oh, well.
God, how slack. Yeah. Oh, well.
Ron Dennis, we'll give
it all to the AstroTurf.
Yeah. Ron Dennis is now using that AstroTurf in his office for his indoor putting practice.
I hope that is true. That would be brilliant. I suppose I need to give a prediction then, don't I? I don't think Massa will finish in the top five. I think we're going to see a slump.
Because
he's got a new contract slump.
Right. You've got comfort.
And then shall we stick Perez on the podium? I think Vettel will win. That's what you're getting from me. Although that's quite substantial, really. So we will see how that all works out. Oh, Dave.
Sorry.
I will have to edit that one.
Yeah. Let us know, please, listeners, let us know which you think is worse. That's what she said, or Kimi Paikkonen.
Yeah.
Sorry, I've had 2 weeks off. I'm having to cram it all into one.
Right, okay. Brilliant. On that note, we're going to wrap this baby up nice and quickly. Thank you, gents, for your comments, analysis, predictions. Banter.
General rubbish.
General quality comment.
Quality comment.
Don't forget to get in touch with us. You can do that on Twitter. It's Twitter time. I am at Michael J. Bailey. David?
For now, at Gridwalk.
Right. What's it going to be?
Well, I've also got at Dave Tillier.
Okay.
But no one can ever spell my surname right, so probably not going to find me from that. So okay. At grid walk will do for now.
If you like a challenge,
yes.
Try and find work out David's surname. Ped.
At PedHD56.
Kyle.
At KCumbers.
Brilliant stuff. Thank you to all of you for listening. Don't forget edp24.co.uk/F1 for the latest Formula One news on Caterham and Lotus. I am off for our India podcast. So hopefully, Ped, it'll run like a dream.
Yeah, leave it in my capable hands and we'll cobble something together, mate. Don't worry.
It will be awesome.
I think we had the season highlight pod, didn't we? When we
I think it was up there as one of the best ones.
Yeah.
All right.
Only because we managed to still get you involved, for, you know, live from London.
Pretty much during the Olympics.
Yeah, we're going to try and get something similar to that going, aren't we? We're going to try and at least get you on the line so we can hear your thoughts about the race.
If we, we'll have a go.
We'll see what we can happens. Do. I mean, what would the EDP F1 podcast be without Michael Bailey?
Answers to us on Twitter. Keep it clean, and we will see you post India. Thanks for listening.